Well, I'll tell you the reason I'm smiling is because Coombsy was walking off and there's absolutely nothing wrong with him. He's going to stay in hospital tonight, but the paramedics were sort of...
What a job they did.
Ah, do you know what? And hats off to Eastbourne. Credit to them for obviously the way they responded to the situation. So obviously I'll get an email over to their chairman and the beginning of the week and say thank you.
We've got every right to smile, Daniel, and that's great news about Coombs because that did look particularly nasty, didn't it, for being down so long as well in that 6-yard area as well.
Yeah, I had to go and give the young Eastbourne lad a bit of a cuddle because he was in a bad place as well, so obviously that's why he was subbed off. But I mean, what's going on with the club? I've just had a chat just to sort of reassure everyone that there's absolutely nothing sort of bad or sinister going on. It was a case of we had a squad of 30 players. That's not viable, you know, in terms of financially and game time for the boys. So, like you say, there was four that we released recently that, you know, just want to play football, and we couldn't promise them that, which, you know, we've got to be fair to the boys. And obviously Jake was the only one of the starting 11 that we sold on. So that was a transfer.
One question I've got to ask you, was Robinson's transfer fee, you know, something you couldn't turn down?
Absolute no-brainer for us. Like I say, I love Robbo, and as a man and a player, it was fantastic. But he's 33 years old. You know, he scored 50-odd goals for us. He's had an amazing start to the season. I would have loved to have held on to him, you know, to see this season out. But like you say, Mason have come into a bit of cut money. Harry loves Jake, and yeah, he made us an offer. We've got potentially a swap on the table that I can't say just yet, but we've got maybe two Maidstone players coming to join us.
But there was a rumour as well the club has been sold. What's Glenn Tamplin's situation as we speak?
Glenn's currently taking a bit of a time out, obviously due to family and personal reasons. He's left the club in my capable hands, obviously, but yeah, like you say, it's just about looking. I mean, listen, I don't shoot from the hip like Glenn does. He's very it doesn't take a minute to think about things, whereas what I do, I sit down, I look at things, and I'm, you know, sort of like the sensible one out of the pair of us, I guess. And like you say, I looked at a way of the budgets and what we can do, and I've spoken to Dean and taken advice from him from a player.
So Glenn was aware, just to be clear, he was aware that this was going on, these players 100%, were leaving.
Yeah, okay. 100%. Like I said, I'd never do anything else, mate. It's his club, so I'd never do anything without his blessings. But, you know, like you say, we've been tasked to get the squad down. I mean, we've still got 23 players on the books. We've got two boys out on loan that we'll be recalling. Obviously, start getting them in.
But it's essentially, Daniel, it's all good news at Billericay Town. There's nothing for the fans to be too concerned about. It's just exodus of players, too many of them, and the club is going to carry on as normal.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was actually trying to hang on to players. I mean, Dane wants a squad of sort of maybe 18, 19, and I said, no, we'll keep 21, 20, 22, you know, just for case of injuries or things like that.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and it's great news that Billericay Town is marching on, because non-league football needs you. Football needs you. I mean, you're a great club, well run, great ground, great players, and onwards and upwards.
Now, thank you very much, and appreciate your kind words.